visiting with Pleasantville head cross country coach Eric Isley to recap their Class 1A state qualifying meet that happened on Thursday at Central Decatur. Coach, just, you know, walk me through the meet a little bit. Pretty successful, and especially on the girls' side, being able to get two girls over to the state meet, and you guys unfortunately just missing out on state as a team over on the girls' side, but a good meet overall.
Yeah, really excellent day for us yesterday for Pleasantville cross country. A lot of good season's best for kids. Always what we've been kind of working for the last 12 weeks here, trying to run our best race yesterday. And for a lot of kids that happened, you know, a lot of season's bests and personal best by 20 seconds, 30 seconds, a minute, things like that. So really proud of the kids for all the hard work this year, sticking with it through some tough weather early on, and really put our fitness kind of on full display yesterday. So really excited for them all.
Yeah, talk about your couple state qualifiers, Amelia and Summer. You know, they talked about the race they were able to run yesterday and the fact that they, you know, were able to have some of those PRs on, you know, the biggest stage and the race that matters the most.
Yeah, just all credit to them, you know, for all the training they've done throughout the summer, you know, coming off track season, being ambitious all summer, growing their mileage, growing their kind of appetite for work there, and just getting stronger, getting faster, continuing to work. Really great spot yesterday for them at Central Decatur. They got out at the front, kind of at the pack, really well, and just stayed in that top five the whole race. You know, like we had talked about, like we kind of have a loose game plan at the beginning of the race. So it was great to see them both kind of feel confident and get out pretty fast, really, in that first 800 and settle in that top and stay there. You know, we had some other really competitive teams at the meet that also had some great personal best kind of days as well. And we were right there with them. I'm just really happy for those two to continue their season one more week, see what they can do up at Fort Dodge for the first time. And as a program, you know, we haven't had two kind of individual qualifiers on a single team in a bunch of years. So excited for the program to just continue to take steps, you know, to build our kind of consistency and build a culture we want and have kids that step up at the right times and do some really awesome things. So super happy for those two.
Yeah, do you feel like, you know, it was a good momentum booster? I know you guys just missed it as a team on the girls' side, but the fact that you had, you know, pretty consistent, you know, had a lot of consistency yesterday and your girls were able to perform at a pretty high level. And, you know, do you feel that gives you a little bit of a boost going into the next season?
I do. You know, we talked about that with track, making it in the 4x8 for the first time in 30 years. So, you know, getting a boost to just what it takes, what the in-season kind of needs to look like, what the off-season needs to look like to continue to progress. And a lot of those kids, you know, really, really excited for the third place finish on the girls' side behind two ranked teams and really strong teams that'll do well at Fort Dodge. So we just have to keep, you know, we're closer than we've been in a long time to be in a kind of state level competition as a team. And that would be amazing to get there as a team and have that time all together. But really proud of the kids that came out yesterday and ran a good season's best and tried their best. So.
Yeah. And you know, on the boys side of things, talk a little bit about their race yesterday and kind of where you feel they're at right now.
Yeah. Boys group, a younger group, I'd say just a little bit less experience in races, and we're working with that group to build that consistency in their training over the years. You know, it's not a show up and be good week one kind of a sport. So it takes time, it takes effort. I'm proud of that group though for sticking with it this year and really continuing to work every day, have a positive attitude, give their best effort, you know, the things we ask for, attitude and effort. So excited for them for the future, you know, to keep growing, keep getting stronger, keep getting faster, and really starting to take off there. So again, had some good personal bests in that group throughout the year, fought some sickness and some injuries and stuff on the girls and boys side. So hope we can, you know, clean that stuff up in the future and get more kids involved, and just really excited for the future of the program and the direction we're going.
Yeah, and you know, what's kind of the preparation process now like as you know, your two girls that are state qualifiers as they get ready to compete next week in Fort Dodge?
Good question. Yeah, we're just trying to, you know, get a little bit of training in, continue to stay fresh and ready to go next Saturday. You know, that's the goal that we're go and get out there on the big stage and have fun and have a good meet. Training the next week is more of the same of what we've been doing, you know, just continuing to work every day on our craft and make sure we're healthy and happy and ready to go next Saturday's pool.
Well, Coach, you know, congrats on a great season so far, and you know, best of luck to your two girls as they compete at Fort Dodge.
Thank you.